There are some prequels scheduled before tonight's Jacksonville City Council meeting. The first is a presentation by the University of Illinois at 4 p.m. regarding the Jacksonville Dog Park. That will be held in the City Council chambers. Then a Finance Committee meeting will be held at 6 p.m. to discuss the 2016 appropriations budget. The regular portion of the meeting includes the first reading of an ordinance giving a liquor license to Jacksonville Main Street for usage during two major events this year, and aldermen will vote on the first reading of the appropriations budget later in the meeting. Also tonight, it'll be the annual Boy Scout citizenship meeting.
What do you get when you cross 40 years of experience with local ties right here in our community? You get Barfield Carpets. Steve and his crew know customer service is important to you. Knowledge and price are important when you're making decisions about your home. Barfield Carpets is such a trusted name, they're now serving their fourth generation of loyal customers. Barfield Carpets, experienced and local. Call Steve today, 243-2655. 243-2655.
Jacksonville police made one arrest last night. 19-year-old Tiffany Rempert of the 200 block of West College was arrested in the 600 block of North Main at around 11:30 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance. Rempert remains in custody. Jacksonville State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer is weighing in on a new report focusing on teacher retirement contributions. According to the Commission on Government Forecasting and Accountability, the recommended percentage of salary both schools and teachers need to contribute for teachers taking early retirement has decreased. An actuarial review of early retirement option for teachers' retirement system from COGFA recommends contributions from members seeking to retire early be lowered from 14.4% to 10.8% and the employer contribution from 29.3% to 22. Davidsmeyer says the recommendations are an effort to counteract early retirement.
The goal here is to make sure that it offsets the cost of the person who's deciding to retire early.
Davidsmeyer says the state could go with the proposed rates or not have the retirement option altogether.
And that's something that needs to be discussed with school districts and the state and teachers and to make sure what the benefits of the program are and negatives and positives.
The most recent Auditor General report for the teachers' retirement system has the fund at 41.5% funded for fiscal year 2015, down 1.5% from the year before. Supporters of four measures to help spur on local government consolidations say it will save taxpayers money. Democratic Representative Jack Frank says there's a reason property taxes are so high in Illinois.
Our present system of 7,000 governments is simply unsustainable. It's also a big reason why we have the second highest property taxes in the nation.
Frank says there won't be agreement on all the measures, but he's confident lawmakers will find common ground on some and move those forward to save taxpayers money. Republican Representative Mark Batnick agrees this is the year to bring about consolidation reforms because it will free up needed resources to spend on things everyone agrees must be funded, like education and various social services.
And we can't continue down a path of doing things inefficiently.
Governor Bruce Rauner says the four introduced measures will address 8 of 27 recommendations generated by his local government consolidation and unfunded mandates task force.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Roothouse office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
An agreement is being announced between the Illinois Department of Transportation and Amtrak to maintain existing levels of service without fare increases. The state will contribute just over $38 million to Amtrak in subsidies, which is less than previous years, but more than what Governor Rauner has proposed. Amtrak estimates over 2 million Illinoisans ride the rail service annually. Glancing at news notes this morning, actress, author, and director Amber Tamblyn will be at Illinois College to give the Woodrow Wilson Visiting Fellows lecture today at 11 a.m. in Ramelcamp Chapel. Also today, the McMurray College Nearly Naked Mile Run to benefit Salvation Army. Good luck out there with the weather. Clothing donation is required. The race begins at 4 p.m. at the Gamble Campus Center. Passavant Hospital blood drive today from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. at the hospital.